It's a schuss to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. As we prepare, not just for Shabbos Kodesh, prepare for the Heilig Yont of Kabbalah's HaTorah. We've got to get more, bring more chairs if we need from the back. So first of all, before we begin, all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Cyrus, tonight, it's being sponsored and all that's being said. There's a Haidul Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki Lo Mchas, so a big Akar Satov to the Eibishter from Tzvi and Daniel Litton, Heilige Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. Tzvi was some know him as Alex, was a longtime member of our Shir. Baruch Hashem has a schus to be living and learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael and had their Bechor, baby boy, this week, Baruch Hashem. It's past Monday. It's Hashem, they should be, and it's a big simcha. It's a big, any time of birth is a big simcha. It's a mamish, very, very special simcha, close to my heart. It should be zoichel achnisu, lebrisu zhav, rina bita zmano, legado, letoyer, lechubu mazim toivim. And we have simcha and bracha always in their beautiful mishpacha. Always these nights. There's two Thursday night shiurim that are very special in my heart. I mean, in general types. One is those Thursday nights when, generally because of a chasana or some other occasion, and we start like very, very late. And there have been times when we literally started after 1 o'clock in the morning, and still the chevr is here, being moist and nefesh for Torah. It always gives me talmidei yos mekulam, like the craziest chizik in the world. The chevr wants to learn. And honestly, we've had shiurim where we've started literally like 1:30 in the morning. I don't think later than that, but like, as we say, listen, if we're here, we're this Thursday night shiur, no matter what. Another one always is when Rav Ephraim Waxman Shlita gives his, what I call the shiur of the year. I hold there's no more important shiur to be at the whole year. So when he gives that shiur, so some of the chevra said to me, oh, we're not going to have shiur Thursday night because of Rav Waxman. They just don't get it, you know. Those guys obviously haven't been here yet. And they don't understand. But the MS is, it's the biggest chizik to me, to have chevra, and to know, I think almost everybody in this room, probably besides myself, that's supposed to be my senior dinner. Talk about that in a moment, but was by Rav Ephraim Waxman, I'm sure, had tremendous chizik, tremendous zaris. You sat for a long time already, and then come straight to sit and learn more Torah. So on one end, you could look at it like, how could you not? Meaning, if you're not here, then that was all worthless. Like, what was that? Meaning, what did you gain if you weren't inspired to go sit and learn more Torah? Then, mamish, you know, something's missing. Like, gotta check your neshama a little bit, you know. On the other hand, but emissaries were humans. And, you know, we could only sit for that long, and it's getting later, and you think you want to rest up for Shavuos on some level, even though this year, Baruch Hashem, we have a Shabbos going into Shavuos, which is very Kaddosh. But on my level, I really, as a Rebbe, I get tremendous chizik from a night like this of chevra who wants to learn more, wants to grow more, wants to gain more chizik and more soros. It's something very, very special. I mean it very, very special. So I thank the chevra for the chizik guy just looking around the room. As I mentioned before, before we even begin, I just want to share with everybody just a thought that I was thinking tonight about an hour ago. I didn't have the schus to be a buyer of Waxman this year. Even though all year I look forward to Waxman, it's one of the, you know, when we spoke about a month ago about like the list of Chutz La'aretz events that every year needs to be at, if you think you're going to make it in Chutz La'aretz, it's like, that's definitely up there in the top few. Definitely up there in the top few. And I wasn't there, because that senior dinner, Mahalika Talmidim, which is always a very beautiful night, a lot of the guys in the room remember it well. First of all, it's just a chizik to everyone. You can never get down in those moments. The Eibishter wants you to be somewhere. We can't be two places at once. The Eibishter wants you to be somewhere. There's something else going on somewhere else. You know, those people that have, you know, we live in a generation of FOMO. Especially with the technology that we have, and so everything is so quick, and everything is so on our fingertips. So everyone has a FOMO of, like, you got to be everywhere at every moment. You don't got to be everywhere at every moment. You have to live in the moment. and enjoy and gain from wherever you are. And nobody could be everywhere. No one could be everywhere at the same moment. You know, Lahavdil, similarly, last week, it feels like last week was already a couple weeks ago, Lag Boimer. So all of us had our hearts wanted to be Meiron, and we weren't zoicha to be Meiron. So we had the schus to be by the Skver Rebbe Shlita for a night of Ruchnias, a night of Chizuk, a night of Zoros She'en Kamahu in Chutzlaretz. So you could be, you have the opportunity, you could think to yourself the whole night, oh, I wish I was a Meiron and watch videos of Meiron all night. Or you could be, this is incredible, this is awesome Chizuk, this is what Eibishter wanted me to be. And I gained from this. And that's the way it has to think. If wherever you are, that's where the Bonjour wants you to be, and you have to make the most of that. And don't worry about what else is going on. The more we worry about what else is going on, the less we appreciate and gain chizik from wherever we are. That's not what I wanted to tell you about seniors. And what I really wanted to tell you was, standing there, it was an amazing night. Chavi remembers how it goes, but the end of the night is just dancing and singing with the grade. It's really very beautiful. It's mamish. It's very, very special. And dancing with fathers and talmidim. And then we have like a little kumzitz, you know, we're around the whole dance floor, arm in arm, and singing a few slow songs. And we're singing the songs, and I'm looking around the room. And Emes is, I was thinking about the talmidim, then I was thinking about you guys. I'm telling you right now, I was thinking about you guys. And what I was thinking about is how quickly time goes by. Like, you guys sitting right here, think about it. Some of you, it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago already. Six. I'm 6 years ago. Anyone more than that? I don't know. How many years ago? 5 years ago. You know, mamish, think about, like, mamish, how quickly time goes by. I was looking around the room there to those talmidim thinking that, mamish, that's it. Like, senior year, like that. Keherifayim. The truth is, that's how our life goes by. And the way that we have to make... I always tell this, the only way you can make sure that life doesn't fly by is making the most of every moment. When you make the most of every moment, and make the most of every day, and feel you live every day to the fullest, you don't feel like it's going by so quickly. Because even though it does still go by quickly, and if you look back, oh wow, I can't believe I'm here, but you've gained and you've appreciated and you've grown so much that you feel like, yeah, okay, I did with that time. You don't regret it. But when you regret it, do you feel like, where has it gone? So we have to make the most of every day. Make the most of every moment. It's just something I was thinking about earlier. I wanted to give chizik to the olam as we begin tonight. So let's learn, Chavi. You ready? So I said tonight, as we prepare for Shavuos, we have to start with the Zohar. Because no question, like Boimer is to start preparing us for Shavuos, so we have to start from Torah, from Shimon. So it's a Zohar we all know. And some of you are thinking, I don't know one Zohar. What do you mean a Zohar we all know? I've never opened the Zohar in my life. First of all, maybe it's time. Okay, that's another discussion. So the Zohar, you all know, because we've said it over so many times at this table, and you've heard it before in so many ways. Listen to the words inside. The Zohar in Parshas B'Shalach. Amar Rav Yehuda b'chol yoyma v'yoyma mizbarech alma me'ahu yoyma ilah. Every single day gains its bracha, its blessing from that heightened day. What's that heightened day? Shabbos Kodesh. All 6 days of the week are blessed from that seventh day, from Shabbos Kodesh. So all brach and kedusha come from Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. You know, we're preparing for Shavuos. It's Erev Shabbos. Shavuos, we're only going to lay in 5 aliyahs. Okay, it's going to be Matan Torah. Hopefully the Rebbe will lay Matan Torah, please. We got to daven the Rebbe will lay Matan Torah. But Lema'isa, tomorrow we're going to have, on Shabbos tomorrow night, Shabbos Kodesh, morning we're going to have 7 aliyahs. The Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh. But not just that. We have to understand, there's no question, if all Barach and Kiddush comes from Shabbos Kodesh, so all the Barach and Kiddush of the Shavuos that we're about to enter into, of Kabbalah's Torah that we're about to enter into, comes from this Shabbos. So Vadim, we're excited for Matzah Shabbos, staying up all night, and we have our plans of who we're going to learn with, and how we're going to make the most of the night. And just as important as the tefillos, by the way, in the morning, the tefillos in the morning of Shavuos, in the laning of the morning of Shavuos, you look around, it's so sad that people are just like, mamish plotting on their faces. If they're plotting on their faces, they should not have stayed up all night. The whole avodah of staying up all night is to, you know why it is, because Klal Yisrael slept in the morning. So we're supposed to walk into Kabbalah's Torah with his chazkus, with excitement, with his slavas, with passion. If you're going to be sleeping through davening and laning, the whole thing was out the window. We have such plans for Shavuot. We have to have plans for Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the source of all the Kedushim and Brach of Shavuot, which Sfarim and Kedushim tell us Shavuot is the source of Rosh Hashanah of Ruchnius. All the Ruchnius, all the potential Ruchnius of learning of Torah, of his Dabkus to the Rabbeinu Shalom is coming from this Shavuot of the upcoming year. But really it comes from the Shabbos. So it has to be, if that's the case, that whatever we lay in on Shabbos is the preparation for the upcoming week. So we're going to be laning parshas. So we're going to be laning. So listen to this, chaver. We're going to be laning here in Chutz Laaretz, which, unfortunately, we're still here and we're in Galus. Parshas Bamidbar. Aber in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be laning parshas Naso. So the Ikra parsha before this Shavu is about is Naso, right? We're all Yerushalayim to Kiyadin. We had this week Yom Yerushalayim. And even if you're in Yeshiva, you didn't know it was Yom Yerushalayim. See, let me explain to you something. Yom Atzmaut, okay, there could be debate about. We're not going to get into it right now. There could be debate about Yom Atzmaut and what you feel about Yom Atzmaut in the middle of Svira and Halal and this and that. I'm not going to get into it right now. We all love Eretz Yisrael here. We've spoken about that many times, I hope. There should be no debate about that. And no debate about appreciating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Dur allows us to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that we have an army that protects us and to have and to daven for every single soldier. But Yom Yerushalayim, if there's a Yid that doesn't appreciate Yom Yerushalayim, I'm okay. Whether you say halal or not is a halacha question. We're not going to discuss that now. But if you didn't appreciate and felt and said and had some akar stof in the Rebbeinu Shalom Yom Yerushalayim, I mean, really, mamish, you have to check where your priorities are. Yom Yerushalayim, well, there's no political agenda Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim is one thing and one thing only. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our door has the schus to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, to be davening by Koisel Maravi, each and every one of us. Can we think what we've gained by sitting by the Koisel? Can we think what we've gained? The clarity, the tefillos. Would any of us be who we are today without a Koisel Maravi? Really, Emes. Emes. I know I wouldn't be. I know I wouldn't be. There's something just about that Malkum that allows me to see my life with a clear ideals and clear picture of what's important and the tefillos and... Imagine what life would be without a Kaisel Maravi. Imagine what life would be without being able to go on the top of Shuvu Banim and be looking at down at Har Bayis and Makom HaMikdash. I might not be in this seat. I might not be here. Emes. So if we don't have a Karz HaTov for Yerushalayim or a Kodesh, something's wrong. Really, mamish. You know, even, by the way, I assume they didn't do this, but even in the very Shivish Mekoimus, where they don't talk about Yom Yerushalayim and these things, Emes is every Shiva should have gotten up before Shachar and said, at least, everyone should have tremendous extra Kavonim modem today to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back the Mekom of Yerushalayim or Kodesh to be able to be in. Why don't they do that? I'm not sure. Maybe some did. I don't know. So the Ikar, Libi B'Mizrach, and therefore, the Iker, Ruchnius, and Kedusha we know is in Yerushalayim HaKadosh Kodesh, and we're just stuck here for whatever reason we have. And we're going to make the most of it, like we said before, don't get me wrong. But the Iker, Parsha, that's going to lead into Shavuot, then it's Parsha's Naso, not Parsha's Bamidbar. Don't get mistaken, because we're here. So it must be that there's something in Naso that's preparing us for Shavuot. So what's in Parsha's Naso that prepares us for Shavuot? So listen to this Medrash in Bereshis Rabba. So the Medrash in Bereshis Rabba, Mem Gimel Ches, Parshas Lech Lecha, says as follows. So we know in Parshas Naso is Berchas Koyanim. Meheichin Zoch Yisrael Berchas Koyanim. Where were we Zoichin Berchas Koyanim? So one day, V'Rabbanan Amru Me'Yakov, from Yaakov Vino, Shenemar Kosomer Leves Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Koisoymer Leves Yaakov, so you should say Leves Yaakov. Kenegdo Kosavaruch Lus B'nei Yisrael, so too you should bless B'nei Yisrael. Right? Kosomar Kosavaruch. But what do we see in that Medrash? What's this Pasuk, Koisoymer Leves Yaakov? You know where that comes from? Parshas Yisrael, from the Aseret HaDibros. In other words, what? It was Aseret HaDibros, it was Kabbalat HaTorah. And it was Yaakov, but specifically the Yaakov of Kabbalat HaTorah, that gave us the schus of Birchas Kohanim. And we have to understand what's the connection between Birchas Kohanim and Kabbalat HaTorah. And we see this as well in the following, right? We see this in a Medrash Tanchum and Ekev. Medrash Tanchum and Ekev says, what's the schus of the Luchos? Luchas Avonim b'schus shel Yaakov. Shenemar bo misham ro'ev en Yisrael. That the Luchos were in the schus of Yaakov. So both we see, there's some deep kasher now that we see, that we're going to have to understand here tonight, between the Torah, Birchas Koinim, and Yaakov. If we understand these two medrashim, the Birchas Koinim was in the schus of Yaakov, but specifically, Chosom Eles Yaakov of Kabbalah's Torah, and the Luchos were also in the schus of Yaakov. So what's the connection between Birchas Koinim, Yaakov Avinu, and Torah? Before we explain, one more kasher. Magal Mukos says, he brings down that Hashem, and this is very deep, we're not going to fully comprehend, but we'll understand, that Hashem took Diuknel Shel Yaakov and gave us the Torah. It was Diuknel Shel Yaakov. It was like, with the face of Yaakov, he gave us the Torah. Somehow Yaakov's presence had to be here. Again, a connection between Yaakov and the giving of the Torah. And he brings down Magid Dvar of Yaakov. But he brings down also, if you take Yaakov as Yud Akev. Akev is 172, or if you count up the words in the Aseres HaDibros, there's 172 words, and the Yud is the Aseres HaDibros. So Yaakov is the Aseres HaDibros with 172 words in the Aseres HaDibros. So let's start to understand, Chavra. Let's start to understand what's the kesher between Yaakov, Kabbalah's Torah, and Birchas Koinim. So the very famous Gemara Pesachim, and specifically Kesomer Leves Yaakov, right? It's somehow Kisomer Leves Yaakov. That's what this puzzle, Kisomer Leves Yaakov, is this connection to Torah. Why Beis Yaakov? The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Peches. It's amazing, it's Peches. Everything's always connected, right? Because when you think Peches, you think right away Shavuos, right? What am I talking about? What Gemara? What do you say, Michal? Shabbos. Shabbos Peches. It's Kavel Margigigas. It's all the Gemara is about Kabbalah's Torah. So here it's Pesachim Peches. And there's no question in my mind is to make Ksharim. Ebishter sets up so we could have ability to remember things. How can we remember? We have to. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sets it up in this way. So here the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "V'holchu amim rabim v'amru l'chuvan al Hashem el beis el kei Yaakov." And v'holchu amim rabim, all the nations said, it's in Yeshaya, they said, "Let's go up to Har Hashem, Arabayas," and they called the Arabayas beis el kei Yaakov. So Gemara asks, "El kei Yaakov, el kei Avram Yitzchok." Why is it only in the school al kei Yaakov and not Avram Yitzchok? Lo ka Avram shkasa bo har, because Avram called that makom har, and Yitzchok lo ki Yitzchok shkasa bo sada, he called the makom a sada. Ela ki Yaakov shkara bayis ve'yikra shem makomu a beis kel. So the reason why it's El ki Yaakov because it's beis El ki Yaakov, and specifically we want that to use that name specifically. I'm not going to focus now on Harabayas and Makom and Migdash and why that bias is